Yep. Second thing.
I don't know whether the researchers have got up for 3 or 4 days, but the writers do.
They have an interesting figure in agriculture stuff. I've been working over here. Right. And they say that output per man hour in agriculture went up 300%.
Right.
Output per man hour in industry went up 150%. Now, the point that then they go from there just to the general conclusion that agriculture is getting the farmers and getting their fair share of the increase of their productivity. Now, the point that I want to make is maybe the council can work this up. What did agriculture income go up in the last 20 years compared to industry income? You see what I mean? Per capita income in agriculture compared to per capita income. It's probable that they can't figure it out because it's too complicated for them to go through so many computers, but I could do it if I had more couple of sheets of paper coming in. Let them try what you're doing. Tell them I want to try to get that for them. Now, if they can't get it, don't talk to me. Let's try to find some way they can get around.
Okay.
But it's a very interesting comparison to make.
Right.
If we can get it.
Right.
And another thing. I have just looked over the cancer thing, and I improved it. Made several notes on it. I'm not satisfied with any of the options that they present, because all of them leave it on the beginning. Well, one, the Kennedy approach won't do it. Two, an approach which breaks too much China. One that they finally come up with is one of these in the NIH. And according to Secretary DPW, what they missed, Bob, is the key point. The key point is that there must be a report to the president, so that it's the president who can approach it. Yeah. Well, I have modified it all in terms of that. I'll send it over and ask you to take charge of the PR side of it. Now, when I ask you to take charge of it, you're just appointing somebody,
right.
Even outside of government if necessary. And also, I would like for you to pick somebody, or Ehrlich to pick somebody on the staff, that was a market type, maybe it's Cole, that will be my man, because if they report to me on the program, and incidentally, I want them to, I'm going to find out how in the hell one of these programs works in the GW and NIH. The trouble is that Elliot's too damn busy. You know, he doesn't handle these things, Bob. He can't. He does any more than I do. He's got his secretary for medicine. The point is that I'm going to take personal charge of this and take a look at it and see how it works. So I'll send it over, and that's the purpose of it. This way we don't break the kind of decision. We leave NIH and we leave the program in NIH and GW, but with a separate status, special program. That's what the key was,
right?
Pretty small. They thought that you had to eat or have a program that broke off completely, which I don't want, but I've got a way to run it. Or that you had to leave it in NIH because it's important to the secretary, which I don't want, but then it isn't present.
Yeah. Right.
What you do here is that leave it in the document.
Operationally.
Exactly.
But figuratively, it reports to you.
That's right. And then, of course, I can be in charge of I'll have a dinner or a reception, or I'll bring the people in.
Have a meeting from time to time.
Exactly.
They come in and
exactly.
Report
but
to
then
you.
Then it's my program.
Well, you go over there.
Exactly.
Sit in a seminar.
I'll look here, boys, and I'll look at my.
Yeah.
So, well, I think this really will do it. We'll just have to ram it through. All the managers don't like it this way. It's not the least way, but it's the way to do the job. So it looks all right. Okay, what else is new this morning?
No
battlefront.
Major things. Roger's got a pretty big play.
I saw that. Well, I told you this soon.
Yeah.
The first time.
No, nothing happened. But
yeah.
Good mileage on it.
Yes. His reports didn't indicate any breakthroughs.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
The only other thing, we've got a problem that I think Conley's going to handle all right, but Packard has apparently just totally flipped on the basis of the Lockheed decision.
Yeah.
And it formed somebody, and it got through to Henry, and this is all bouncing around last night, that he's going to resign today with a blast at us for the Lockheed decision. And Henry, for some reason, was in the middle of working it out with Packard and Laird. And I got into it late last night and suggested that Conley be brought into it, which they had felt they should do. Conley got in, called Packard, and I think he's working it out with Packard. But we'll have to see. You may have to see Packard this morning.
Yeah,
that's all right. Later on. But John's going over to see him. John talked to him last night, and he's going over to see him this morning. And he's at least got him now that we're, he may resign, but will not say anything. He thinks he can stop him from resigning.
Well, he should.
The point is that
he didn't want to. He was in the military. Well, but we knew he was, as Conley points out, his opposition was fully known and fully stated.
Fully stated.
At all times.
Yeah,
all
it was a very close decision.
And it was a close decision.
Yeah, we know that. We know that.
But, and Conley's going to make the point, the Packard's too big a man to pull the plug just because he one decision went against him.
Well, I think this is all of it.
I'm convinced of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Should not do it. Basis of this.
Well, not now. Well, and it'd be too damn bad for him to do it on the basis of Vietnam at the moment.
Yeah.
He's taken all the heat.
Taking the heat.
A downhill run. Here.
And now there's some things going to happen.
And his family's going to simmer down, and his kids are going to be all right.
Well, the other thing, too, is that Henry ought to take him on the mountain, drop him on the things that are going to happen in some other areas.
Yeah. He did, apparently.
Did he?
Henry worked hard on him.
Henry isn't the most subtle one, but that's the thing to tell him. Say, look, Dave, ready to have some breakthroughs. Don't leave at a time when leave with a victory rather than
absolutely the worst.
It's hard to work in Packard. Goddamn good soldier over there. Working with Laird. But on the Lockheed thing, we knew all these things. But we had to think of the job. That's what it got done. Sure did.
Well, good. I'll see.
I'll be glad.
Well, I don't know that you'll have to, John. I want you to know how, because Conley may get. About us, but
sure.
Conley, God, he is a great guy. I mean, just as soon as he got word of this, he just moved in and made the phone called
well,
him back and reported on him.
Just so that Henry is aware of it. Henry's aware of the importance of it. That's told him about some of these other things that him.
Yeah.
A lot of things should fair to him.
Well, that's it. He's paid all the price. Now he's leaving just as the cookies start to arrive. He may just have been depressed last night. Well, that's it. You've been shooting signals up for five days.
5 days, long before that.
Well, yeah, he knew it before that. But I mean, publicly, he was pretty clear on Saturday. He told Henry, apparently, he was upset because Conley had made the justification on the basis of national defense, national security. And in his press
I don't think he did.
He did?
No.
We checked the record on that, and that,
he put it on the basis of
And Packard backed off of that with Conley. Packard said, I wasn't upset with you at all on it, or what you said. I just think it's the wrong decision. It destroys everything I've tried to do in making defense contractors honest. And Conley made the point, we really put the squeeze on these people.
They were all for that.
You've gotten credit for it. There's no way we're going to do something.
Well, UFC's taking with it on. Now, another thing that occurred to me in terms of the morning, that might be a good time to get to got Saturday morning, too.
They're all at the business council.
Well, they're all at the business council. Oh, that's right. What's the unemployment figure?
I don't have an idea.
I don't have an unemployment figure. I think it's incidentally, the wholesale thing was not good.
Yeah, right. They said at the meeting yesterday morning it was good, but it wasn't.
Well, that's right. It's one of those things. They say the luck of time. No, yeah. One's ever coming down. So it all varies.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Did you have any further reactions about the?
Yeah, they're working hard to try and escalate that because everybody's convinced that he is.
Well, isn't it interesting that the press didn't give him much credit?
Well, you see, what happened is there was no release made of it.
But then,
what he said was at an Iona College dinner in New York.
But Ron came in with a damn ticker. That's why the trouble with reading the ticker.
No, it finally got on the ticker.
Yeah, true.
It hadn't gotten on.
Well, the point about it that it ought to have the reason for this, when people fuck the bull, the only way to do it is not to go on the floor and support the president or the Mitchell. Go on the floor and make a speech.
Attack Kennedy.
Well, I would attack Kennedy, but also at the same breath, I would express great support of the police.
Right.
Well, the military.
They've done that. They've got great stuff on, yeah. On the support.
They really should. Now, I even with that group last night, I came in and I said, I just want to say that I'm very proud of the police and the General Mitchell.
Yeah. Well, everybody said.
And incidentally, Connolly was just great last night. He was over there. He was with the country of all of them. He was the only one that showed. He was the captain also. But goddammit, he came. And I asked him to call him. What he did, he took about 4 or 5 minutes in there from the sherry. He took about 3 minutes. Well, I'm just thrilled to be here with the courageous president. Good for him. God, Anthony got through. They cheered and cheered and cheered and cheered. You know, he's the only one that does it.
I know what,
I'm embarrassed to do it, my friend, but he handled it in a way that didn't embarrass him. He said, well, I'm not invited. If I got on a Texan, I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't even be here. And all that. He said, but I'll tell you, I'm glad to be here because we're doing big things. We're winding down this war. Doing some things. For the courage to do this Lockheed thing. He was so long on. Well, these people don't sit there with egg in their face and begin to realize. But see, he finally says it, Bob.
Yep.
He doesn't take this small, when am I going to Camp David attitude?
Or apologizing for anything.
But he was just there.
Wish we had 11 more.
Well, I'll tell you, maybe we can't, but just the nature of man.
Well, he's a very rare bird.
He's a politician.
There aren't many others like him, huh?
There are not many. He's a politician. He has the marks of great leadership. He's a cheerleader. He's a cheerleader with Bright, with others are cheerleaders, but a fellow like Robinson, who's self-centered, a fellow like both of you, not to hit him, but they're young.
Connolly's smart enough to know that he gets the attention by not being self-centered.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know.
He plays it so damn shrewdly, though.
You know another thing. He's smart. He didn't go to the business account. Thank God I got him on the back.
Yeah.
At least that was one smart. Got him last time. Why should he go again?
Yeah. Well, we have plenty of people.
Because Peterson's down. Well, anyway, there's what the general reaction, though, was that nothing further should be said with regard to mine.
No.
Saying anything to the police.
No, that's still very strongly Ron's feeling, but it's interesting enough we just talked about it.
Kick it around.
Klein and both feel you should be. And Ron is just what he's saying is that what he's worried about is that you'll get a good picture and a good story now, but then you'll get all this nibbling away at it that Nixon tried to jump on it. They did a good job trying to get credit. I don't see that that's
what the hell.
Well,
I get the discredit,
don't
I?
Well, and you've gotten the credit all along now. I mean, you are getting the credit.
I'm just
thankful.
I'm fine to do it. Tell them the city is open.
The point, yeah. See, that's the point. The thing's over now, and they did a hell of a job, and you'd be kind of ungrateful if you didn't.
That's right. I really think that, they've done a good job, and I tell them that. I express appreciation. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And let me tell Ron I'll handle it. They're going to nibble anyway. That thing he doesn't really, Ron is a judgment is a person, but I don't hear. Oh, they're going to nibble anyway. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
What the Christ else does this do? What does this add to it? The fact that I saw the police? Hell, they'll pick up the fact they called his wife on the day they were married, you know? They've got plenty to nibble on already, haven't they?
Sure.
I saw Mitchell. I called the policeman at the beginning.
Well, and we're solidly on the record with that.
Yeah. And Ron has said it on several occasions.
He says over and over.
I called the mayor. We can think. Try to say that.
Okay.
Maybe we should do it.
TV, worth it to try for television. Well, you get Saturday night.
Well, that's fine.
Okay.